Good morning. Scattered to mostly cloudy skies overnight kept temperatures higher than recent nights across interior New York and New England. Most everyone's waking up in the 40s and lower 50s early this morning. Rain remained out to the west overnight, but a front is approaching and now crossing the Niagara frontier and heading into western and central New York. Out ahead of the front, clouds will increase and thicken during the morning hours, with showers likely by around lunchtime in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Showers will overspread the Hudson Valley and western New England through the early part of the afternoon and then end from west to east later on this afternoon and through the evening. Temperatures out ahead of the front will climb into the lower to mid-60s on average with a south breeze. Then behind the front, the wind will flip around to the west and eventually northwest, cooling it off later this evening and overnight tonight. Temperatures will drop down into the 30s to around 40 as skies clear out tonight, and this will leave us with a new area of high pressure and gorgeous sunshine for the day tomorrow. A little bit of a chill in the air in the morning and even into the afternoon as highs remain in the middle to upper 50s despite full sunshine. That high will be overhead on Saturday morning with a widespread frost. Then sunny skies will carry us into the lower 60s in the afternoon, and it'll stay mild in the upper 60s with a decent amount of sunshine on Sunday. The next front will approach with some showers on Monday, still in the mid-60s though, upper 60s on Tuesday with another chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread flooding continues in almost all of eastern North Carolina and part of southern Virginia in the wake of Matthew. Flood warnings will continue into the weekend as runoff will keep many rivers in major flood stage with record high water levels in some communities. Meanwhile, the focus is shifting to the west, where a Pacific system will move onshore over the Pacific Northwest and Northern California this evening into tomorrow. Moisture ahead of the system will produce rain along the coast and spread inland into the northern intermountain region. The rain will be heavy at times, and in some cases, 6 to 12 inches of rain is possible. Flood watches have been issued in these locations. Strong, gusty winds will also accompany this storm. And the Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Nicole, located about 100 miles southwest of Bermuda. Nicole is moving toward the north-northeast near 15 miles per hour. A turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected later today. On the forecast track, the core of Nicole will pass near Bermuda later this morning. Maximum sustained winds remain near 130 miles per hour with higher gusts. Nicole is an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Although a gradual weakening is forecast, Nicole is expected to be at major hurricane strength when it moves near Bermuda later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a southwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 3 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 51, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds near 70, Boston increasing clouds with showers later this afternoon in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, showers ending with increasing sun and temperatures falling into the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low, 47, the average temperature, 57, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.09 inches for the month and 25.72 inches for the year, which is now 5.18 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 81, set in 1930, and the record low, 24, in 1981. Sunrise this morning, 7.07 a.m., sunset this evening, 6.15 p.m., 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and breezy with showers likely today and highs around 60. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with showers this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Clouds this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers likely today and highs in the lower 60s, clearing tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine during the day today with showers mainly this afternoon with highs right around 70. Clouds this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds today with showers likely and highs in the middle 60s. Clearing out tonight with lows right around 40 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, seasonably cool in the 50s, sunny on Saturday in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds Sunday, but milder in the upper 60s. A chance of showers Monday in the mid-60s, back to near 70 on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, and another chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.